The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Aisling Larkin is with me, the TV chef and the mindful eating coach, because Halloween is upon us, almost upon us. Next Thursday is the day in question. But we're kind of firmly into Halloween season now, aren't we, Aisling?
As soon as you had to dress them up this morning and get them out the door.
What did you send them in as?
We had a bank robber, we had a glow-in-the-dark skeleton, and we had a vampire.
All right, at least all Halloween-themed. We had a zombie cheerleader and... my son went as Caleb Cooper, who is Jeremy Clarkson's farmhand.
Oh my God, the farmer. Very good. And he,
not the only one in his class doing
it. Stop.
Telling you.
There you go. Well, he is quite a cool dude, to be fair.
So anyway,
and he knows his stuff about farming.
He
so
does.
There you go.
Caleb is a cool dude. So anyway, we're talking about kind of, I guess there's a Halloween theme to our food this week. Is that it?
Yeah, look, we're rolling into it. So I think it's lovely to kind of, I suppose, embrace the season and embrace kind of the traditions that we have of Samhain, because so often Halloween gets kind of caught up in, you know, quite the Americanized version of things. Mm-hmm. And we have so many of our own deep-rooted traditions that all stem from food. So I think it's really nice to celebrate that.
Yeah, so tell me about where they stem from, like
Samhain. Yeah, so I suppose like we come, it's very much harvest. So it's the end of the harvest season. It's the end of the light going into the darkness. And the belief was that around this time of year, there was a very thin veil that existed between the land of the living and the land of the dead. So it was the celebration of the end of the foraging, the end of the harvesting. So things like fruits, nuts, things like turnips, those root vegetables, like the pumpkins, like the squash, all of those things. Apples, again, when it comes to like the apples and the cider would have been made and then the following year would have been ready to drink. So there's so many different things like that that we have. And it's kind of, I suppose, so many of the traditions like dressing up.
Is that ours, dressing up?
It's part of ours, yeah. So mumming is one of the concepts which is very much, I suppose, associated with dressing up and kind of playing tricks on people and pranks on people. And then it was very much dress up as monsters and animals to try and ward off the fairies and the pookas and all of these other monsters that were going to come through, and I suppose all the spirits that were going to come through from the other world on that night. So this was the whole idea of it.
And what about, say, what are the other things we associate? Bonfires?
Yeah, so bonfires came from there was a wheel and the wheel was spun around and that would create friction, which would create a little flame, and again, it was to ward off the evil spirits. So it was all done to ward
fireworks
off these evil spirits. Kind of the same buzz. Yep.
Found one during the week. That's the end. Walking, I'm telling you, every child's dream. Walking down the road with the dog and look down the hedge. There was a firework. Unlit, unused firework. Yeah.
And you just left it there and you walked away.
Yeah, sure we did.
We disposed of it
in an empty wine bottle when it got dark and we shot it into the sky. It's great crack. Don't use fireworks, kids.
Do not use fireworks.
If you find an unused firework, don't use it. Hand it into the guards and the guards will set it off. So we kind of exported this then, the ideas to the States, a lot of it, and it kind of came back.
Yeah, so something like carving our pumpkin came from, traditionally in Ireland, we were carving turnips long before people were carving pumpkins. 1840s, 19th century, all of the immigrants went to America and there was very much pumpkins, the harvesting. And then they kind of went, okay, but we still want to do our tradition of carving turnips. Mm. But turnips are a bit hard and we can't find any turnips. Let's do pumpkins.
And is it the same then with food? Like the food, so because we're going to get through it now in a minute. Well, I mean, if the tortellini over there, which I don't think is very Irish, but Barn Brack and things like that. I mean, are we claiming ownership of Barn Brack?
We are claiming, Boring
okay.
Brack. Boring Brack.
Yes, okay.
I'm really bad at my Irish pronunciations. My children came home from school pronouncing it Boring Brack, but I just think it's like a bit of Munster Irish in there somewhere because I think it's Boring Brack. I'm sure someone will correct me. And our Oola and our, you know, all of those things. So yeah, so the Barn Brack.
Boring
is,
like a small road.
I think my kids are pronouncing it wrong, like wholeheartedly, because that's what I know as a boring. Barn Brack, very traditional. And the idea was, I suppose, a lot of when we talk about the spirits and, you know, coming from the dark to the light, fortune telling was a big part of Halloween.
Okay.
And predicting the future. So in the Barn Brack, you would have had a stick, a coin, a ring, a pea, a piece of cloth, which I've made as a Barn Brack.
With all of that stuff in it?
All but two. So I've got four things hidden in there.
God.
So you're going to get something at some stage, I'm hoping.
We hope. So what are the other? Because, Barn Brack.
Called Cannon.
Oh yeah, what is Colcannon?
Colcannon is your mashed potato with your kale or your cabbage going through it. Yeah. So obviously kale is really seasonal at this time of year, and curly kale and cabbage. So Colcannon is, you do your mash, you cook off your cabbage, dice it up, put it in, salt, pepper, good bit of butter, good bit of cream, like, yeah, like proper
mashed potatoes and cabbage.
Yeah, but it is, if it's done right, it's delicious.
Yeah, sure. that's traditionally Irish. But all the kind of pumpkin-based recipes, we're going to have some pumpkin. I think is there pumpkin in that tortellini over there?
There is not pumpkin in the tortellini, but there is pumpkin with the tortellini. So it's andouille and burrata tortellini with roast pumpkin, hazelnuts.
But we can't claim ownership of anything pumpkin-related, can we?
Not really. No. Like squash a little bit, but not really pumpkin. But I suppose the whole thing is, like, we have pumpkins. We can get pumpkins. Let's use the whole pumpkin. Like, it is a time to embrace pumpkin. And if you can't, or you're listening back in a couple of weeks' time, butternut squash works equally as well as pumpkin in all recipes.
So like, where do we start?
A bread.
Okay, what is this bread? So this is not Barnbrack.
No, but this is a pumpkin soda bread.
Oh, right.
So if you go to my Instagram, Ashley Larkin, I've got a video that's going to go up in the next couple of hours. So soda bread is very traditionally Irish, right? So it's absolutely gorgeous. It's your mixture of your wheat flour and your white flour. And then we have baking powder, baking soda, a little bit of salt, and then our beautiful Irish buttermilk. So you need a little bit of... No, I'm sorry, you're going to have to use the knife. Yeah,
that
knife
or a spoon. Back of the bread knife now for the butter.
But so what I did, right, I roasted off the pumpkin, and a lot of people are going, how do I even begin to roast a pumpkin? You don't go to the hassle and the bother of peeling it first, right? Just chop it in half, cut it into quarters on a baking tray, olive oil,
the whole thing,
seasoning. Yeah, so cut it into four quarters, or, you know, six, depending on how big it is. It's lovely, isn't it?
Yeah, very light, actually.
Yeah,
bread.
It's soda bread with pumpkin through it. And I suppose if you were to do a nod to anything pumpkin-based, because we will have a little bit of time over the long weekend to kind of bake your own little things, that's a really lovely one.
So sorry, chop up the pumpkin into quarters, as you said.
Roast it in the oven for about an hour until it gets really, really tender. And then, like, the skin will almost fall off it at that stage. Something like just using the back of the spoon or use a knife, peel off the skin, scoop out then the flesh and the seeds at that point.
Okay.
Don't do any of that. It's too hard to do before you bake it because it's so hard. So cook it and it goes really, really soft and tender.
So scoop off all the flesh and the seeds. Yeah. Get rid of the seeds. The skin falls off and you're left with what
flesh,
you need.
Yeah, exactly. So you can mash that up, put it in your food processor, blitz it up, and then 200 grams of that lovely roast pumpkin puree goes into your pumpkin bread. Now, I'm a big fan of that. I think that's gorgeous. Hot out of the oven, like we have it there, a little bit of butter. And a great trick when you make a soda bread, I just rub a little bit of butter when it comes straight out of the oven and a little bit of sea salt. And I also put a little bit of rosemary in there because rosemary pairs so beautifully with pumpkin. Little wedge of cheddar cheese on top of that. I mean, cup of tea, your day's
that
made.
Is really good.
Really, really nice.
Yeah, really nice. Very light.
Do you remember, actually, last year we had pumpkin pie? I made us pumpkin pie. I didn't like it, Kieran. Like, I just didn't. I wasn't mad about it at all. So that's why I made an...
I'm cutting the brack and I've hit something.
You've hit something. I'm nervous slash excited for you.
Right. I've hit the ring, I think.
Is
I've
it?
Hit the ring and the brack.
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
Absolutely.
There you go.
What does that mean?
I think it means you'll be wed this year, but you're already wed. So sorry, we'll have to pass it on to somebody else in the office.
All right. Little pinky ring.
There's a matchstick in there. That means, the matchstick means that you are possibly going to have an argument, isn't it? Or is that you're going to be poor? I can never remember the two of them. There's also a cloth in there. And there is, what else did I put in there? I didn't put the pea because I didn't have a pea. But it's really good fun, I think, to make a brack and to hide the little things in it. Like, it's part of the entertainment. I want to tell you about this brack. This is my modern brack, okay? This is my better for you brack. So traditionally, brack is a mixture of sultanas, raisins and currants.
Yeah.
You stew them or steep them in tea and then you mix them with your mixture. Barn brack was very traditionally quite a light thing. So in terms of leanness, there's no fat in it. There's no butter, there's no margarine, there's no oil in it. So you basically have your flour and you have your brown sugar.
Yeah.
I love to put a little bit of vanilla in. And then to try and make it a little bit better for us, I've mixed up the fruit. So I've done dates, figs, apricots, and goji berries. So when you look at things like dates and figs and apricots, they're higher in vitamin B, they're higher in fiber than your currants, your raisins and your sultanas. So it's like, not only is it delicious, but But it's just that it's like it's a good for you kind of treat or dessert. Go on.
It is. Sorry, it's delicious. But I mean, I have this is 50% butter, 50% brack. And that's the only way to eat brack. Yeah, is lash the butter onto it.
It either needs to kind of be warm coming out of the oven.
I'm not too worried about the health of my brack.
Not at this stage. A couple of the secrets, I suppose, is to steep the fruit in hot tea.
Okay.
So you're rehydrating all the fruit. It's getting really, really plump. What you can mix in with your tea is a little bit of spice. Rum or a little bit of whiskey. Okay. I had a lovely whiskey with honey through it at home and I put that into it and it's really, really nice. It keeps for up to 3 or 4 days. I love to toast it about 2 days later with a bit of marmalade on top.
Now, I've done the classic kind of you're at a wedding and you're hungry and I've filled up on bread before we've got to our main course. So tell me about this tortellini.
Hang on now, I'm going to do a sprinkle on top before I hand it to you. So this is our andouille and burrata tortellini with a rosemary creamy sauce. There's kale, roast pumpkin and toasted hazelnuts on top with parmesan cheese. So I'm going to walk you through how I made it. I did not make the pasta because for a number of reasons. I don't think very few people at home are going to make a pasta,
no,
right?
No, they're not.
The supermarkets in the last 2 years have upped their game so much on these stuffed, fresh type raviolis and tortellinis. So this is andouille, and isn't it delicious? I wish you
this
could see
is so good.
Yeah, it's absolutely delicious.
This is the type of thing that I would order in a restaurant. Yeah. And absolutely.
It's like a restaurant style meal at home. And it's just, I suppose it's about buying a couple of clever ingredients and just being clever how you do it. That pasta cooks in 4 minutes, right? So that's the easiest part of it all. There's loads you can choose from. But the little bit of this, so andouille is like a spicy kind of sausage. It's like a paste almost.
Yeah.
And the burrata, so you've got the little bit of spice with the little bit of creamy. So both of those flavours pair beautifully with pumpkin, if you're going to cook with pumpkin.
Yeah.
And then the sauce is a little bit of shallot and garlic fried off, white wine, cream. Allow that to reduce down so it gets quite kind of thick and beautiful and lovely. Yeah. I did my usual trick with the veggies, which is blanch and refresh. So with the kale, plunge it into boiling salted water, take it out, drain it immediately. If you can plunge it into ice cold water, so that retains all the nutrients and it keeps that beautiful bright green colour of the kale. Then I chopped that up, tossed that through the pasta, toss the sauce through, roast the pumpkin just like we said at the start, but to get it even extra kind of crispy, I chopped it up into cubes and then fried it on the pan in a little bit of butter and fresh rosemary.
Okay.
So you're building those layers of flavour as you go all the way.